insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to yet another of our programs. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the understanding of these verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا منكم في السبت فقلنا لهم كونوا قردة خاسئين فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
We had arrived at verse 63. As a reminder, I wanted to remind the listeners again, for those who haven't been following these sessions, that we've been following a trend of verses that started with verse 47, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing the tribes of Bani Israel, especially at those times, those around Medina, reminding them of the blessings and the special blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave these people. In the previous verses, the different types of blessings, special blessings, stories, that most of them included type of disobedience and disrespect from Bani Israel, were mentioned. Then in verse 62, there was a statement made which was a very general statement, not necessarily actually talking about the same line of verses before and after, meaning that it is not talking about the special blessings. It was a general principle that whoever has faith and true faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right beliefs, which includes the belief in the Day of Judgment, which is a very important belief, and actually without that belief, the actions of people will not be the same. In other words, people will not be acting according to this religion or any religion without that belief in the Day of Judgment. Let me expand on that before getting into verse 63, which we're supposed to do today. Belief in the hereafter and reminding ourselves in the belief in the hereafter is something that is important in what is mentioned in that verse right afterwards, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, doing a righteous deed. If one does not believe in the hereafter, even if they do believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the Creator, but there is no hereafter, I have a 70-year-long life, and afterwards, I'm going to be destroyed, I will not have another life, and that's the end of my life on earth and on any other life. That's it. If that would be the case, then it would really not matter what I do in this life, because this is the end of it. So let me enjoy it. Why take hardship? If this is going to be the end of it, why take the hardship? It is because it does make a difference. Our actions build up our personality, and this is not the end of our life, and this is actually not our true life. Our true life is going to be the hereafter. So the belief in the hereafter is extremely important in actions, and probably because of that, in the verse 62, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he who believes in Allah, and out of all the other points of faith, what is mentioned is al-yawm al-akhir, and believes in the other day, the last day, the last day or the day of judgment, and then it says wa amila salihan, where it could have just said, just like in many other verses, "Man amana wa amila salihan," he who believes and acts according to the Sharia, does righteous deeds, amila salihan, according to this verse. It could have been said in that way, but there seems to be an emphasis, and there's a reason why the belief in the hereafter is mentioned. It's good to note that one of the problems that Bani Israel in particular had, all right, was this issue of belief in the hereafter and belief in the unseen. They had a very materialistic view of things, and that's why it was difficult for them to act according. So maybe, actually, one of the reasons why in this particular verse, which is amongst the verses that is addressing Bani Israel, this point is emphasized on a little more. So in any case, that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a general principle. He who believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment, which is one of the beliefs and the other beliefs that are necessary, and does righteous acts, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عَنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will have their rewards in the hereafter, they will not have any fear, and they will not have any grief.
Allah subhanallah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah. Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah.
Verse 63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns to the trend of verses that was discussing the special blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Bani Israel. In this verse, he says,
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
And when we took a pledge from you and raised the mount above you, declaring, saying, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Hold on with power to what we have given you and remember that which is in it, so that you may be God-wary. The continuation of this story is verse 64, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then after that, you turned away. You had taken the pledge, and you accepted that. You did take the pledge. It was told to you, take this pledge. You took it. But then afterwards, you turned away. And were it not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace on you and His mercy, you would surely have been among the losers. فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. The combination of the verses tells us again this, how this is in line with the previous verses. As we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 47, addressing Bani Israel, tells them, remember the special blessings. So you took this pledge, then you broke your pledge. And because of the special blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had upon you, He did not destroy you. If it wasn't for the grace that He has on you and His mercy, you would have been the losers, among the losers. If this would have been done by any other nation, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have been such that they would have been destroyed. Because as we mentioned a number of times in these sessions, that the blessings, the signs that are shown to Bani Israel are so very numerous and so clear that this is from the unseen world, that there's no reason for anyone to be rejecting that. After seeing all of that over and over and over again, a group of Bani Israel has been rejecting, after having accepting, after saying that we do accept. So this is how this verse is in line with the previous verses. There's other points about these two verses in this piece of the story that inshallah we'll have to address in the following session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي.